Hi, this is Aidan McKenzie, and I'm with my 7-year-old son, Evan. Evan, when you grow up, what would you like to be?
An army man, a preacher, and a carpenter.
So when you grow up, you'd like to be an army man, a preacher, and a carpenter?
Yes.
Now, how about if someone told you when you grow up, people are going to look down on you, and you're going to be weak and sick? You never hear a child say, when I grow up, I want to be weak and sick and looked down upon. But you know, there's a man in the Bible, a young man called Timothy. And the Bible says three things about him. That as he was growing up, we are told that he was frequently sick. 1 Timothy 5:23, he had frequent ailments. And he was of shy disposition. In 1 Corinthians 16:10, Paul says, now if Timothy comes, see that he is with you without cause to be afraid. And then we find in 1 Timothy 4:12, he was young. He said, let no one look down on your youthfulness, but in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example of those who believe. Timothy was young, so he was looked down upon in that society. His opinion didn't really count. He was frequently sick. If you were to say, how's Timothy doing? Oh, he's sick again. And he was easily intimidated. Yet Paul says this about Timothy in Philippians chapter 2, verse 20. He says, for I have no one else of kindred spirit who will be genuinely concerned for your welfare, for they all seek after their own interests, not those of Christ Jesus. But you know of his proven worth, that he served with me in the furtherance of the gospel like a child serving his father. Timothy, it would seem, would have three strikes against him. He was young, he was frequently sick, and he was easily intimidated, yet none of those three did he use as an excuse to hinder him from living for the glory of God and benefiting the gospel of Jesus Christ. Maybe today you find yourself and you may be shy of disposition. You may be frequently sick. You may be easily intimidated. And you never thought you would be this when you grew up. But like Timothy, don't allow your sickness, your shyness, or your youthfulness to hinder you from living for the glory of God and the benefit of others.